The most visible and well-known example of city employees taking to the streets in a fundraising effort for charity occurs every Labor Day weekend. That's when the firefighters gather at selected intersections, inviting drivers to fill the boot with contributions for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They've been doing it for over 3 decades. Last year, in about 3 hours, they raised approximately $300,000. Also benefiting from the work hour participation of some municipal employees are the United Way campaign and the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce's citywide cleanup annual event. While not questioning the worthiness of the events, a few weeks ago, Anchorage Assemblymember Chris Birch wondered if such on-the-clock participation ignored union contracts and violated city code. Birch worried that in tight economic times for the city, on-duty volunteers were being underwritten by the city taxpayers. The municipal attorney's office found participation did indeed fall under prohibited conduct regarding the use of municipal resources within the ethics section of the city code. By last Tuesday, based on considerable discussion and a work session, assembly members LV Gray Jackson, Paul Honeman, and Chair Dick Traney had produced a second proposed modification of the code. During public testimony on the proposal, Assemblymember Harriet Drummond asked Anchorage firefighter Brian Grella if those on duty had ever been called out in the midst of a fill-the-boot event. When Grella said yes, she asked if that situation had impacted response time.
I would say not in a detrimental sense, but probably improves our response time because we already got our pants on, obviously, and we're already out in the street. When we get called out from the station, we have to respond to the apparatus, don our protective gear, get on the rig, and then respond to the emergency. So the fact that we're already in half of our gear, we're already on the street, it actually reduces our response time.
The proposed amendment to municipal code allows city employees with written and restricted permission to participate in community events and charitable fundraising, quote, outside the jurisdiction of the Ethics Board. City Manager George Vakela said it was the jurisdiction phrase that concerned the administration.
There could be occasion where the public may want some type of redress, and in their mind, it may be an ethics issue dealing with this.
Co-sponsor Gray Jackson, who wants complete protection for charity involvement, questioned the impact of the administration's request on the intent of the proposed change.
It has nothing to do with the ethics code, so I just want to make sure if I do agree to remove this, that I'm not moving away from what my intentions are. So I want to be very careful.
Assemblymember Debbie Osiander, who had moved to continue the Ethics Board oversight, asked Vakelis if city employees would still be free to participate as in the past.
Would this set up parameters so the fill the boot could work?
I think so, sure.
All right, that's what I heard. And so that's why I think that I still urge the amendment. If it didn't, I'd say we should postpone this and work on it some more.
Shortly afterwards, the assembly decided to work on it some more. The body takes up the ordinance again at its next regular session on July 13th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.